Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
It is Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. We are glad you're here. I'm Terry Stacey along with Tina McIntosh in studio with us this morning. We're going to talk about, and we have been talking about, we are in that open enrollment period right now for Medicare and Medicaid. Today we're going to talk about long-term care and transition tips as well. With Dan Kearns, Executive Director of Community Nursing and Rehabilitation, American Senior Communities, we are so glad to have you with us this morning. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good.
All right. So, Terry, I don't know if you know this, but in healthcare, aging healthcare in particular, we like our acronyms a lot.
I know it.
And we abbreviate everything.
Yep. You're like the government.
We really are. We're like the government.
Yep.
And so I know we do it at ADS's, short for Adult Day Services. But Dan, you know, we hear the term, we hear LTC for long-term care. We hear SNFs for, which I don't know where that came from. I don't like SNFs either. But anyway, skilled nursing facilities. And we hear all kinds of things. Are they all the same?
Essentially they are. And everybody has a different term they like to use. I grew up kind of knowing them as nursing homes, so that's kind of what always slips out of my mouth. So I just call them nursing homes.
Well, it's like anything else. I think there's a PC, which stands for political correctness. Mm-hmm. There's a PC term for everything, right? So Nowadays, people don't like to say nursing home for whatever reason. For a lot of folks, it stirs up kind of a negative image or a negative feeling.
Definitely.
Which, you know, part of what we talk about here in Caregiver Crossing is nursing homes, skilled nursing facilities, long-term care, whatever you want to call it, provide an incredible service and much needed for a lot of the population.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the going term right now is rehabilitation facilities.
Get out. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it really is.
That's what I'm told to call it.
I think it makes it, I don't know why, but I think for those that are going in, it feels better.
Do we say RF? RF?
I'm sure.
No?
We just started.
I got to know.
We can start though.
No, I don't think we should. It's a bad idea apparently. So rehabilitation facilities, and I know the reason why is because long-term care, your goal is to get people either back into their own community, right, where they have always been, or to create the long-term care as their community.
Exactly.
To live out the rest of their lives.
Right. And I guess going back to the first point, they're all the same facility. A lot of times part of the facility will be a rehabilitation unit where our goal is to get them back home, you know, functioning like they were better than before when they came to us. But 70% of most of the facilities out there, we have long-term residents that are there. That's their home. That's where they're living the rest of their days at. So that's kind of what I'm, you know, focusing on today is talking about long-term care and the transition to long-term care. You know, somebody coming from their home, now living in a facility, the big change that is on their lives, the change on their family's lives. I mean, it's a big, big transition. And I think it's something people don't think about until it's too late, the time's
It gets here before you know it. And then you're not prepared. You're not prepared for it financially or mentally yet. So it does sneak up upon us pretty quickly. Tina?
Well, a lot of times it's sudden, right? I mean, someone falls or there's an illness or a surgery or something. So it just happens. For others, Dan, my question to you would be, how do you know when it's time to cross that threshold or to start making the inquiry calls and visits?
I mean, I don't think there's ever a certain time. I say if you've got an aging parent or if you're, you know, you're a spouse and you can see your spouse's health is failing, start inquiring now. Because if there's a facility in your community, you know, that you maybe are comfortable with, go visit, go see it, go tour the facility, talk to the staff, get to know them, because you're going to come in contact with them sooner rather than later. So just getting a comfort level with. And I think, too, if nobody wants to move to a nursing home, nobody wants to put a loved one into a nursing home. But the more comfortable you are when you kind of dispel those myths that are out there about long-term care facilities, it makes the transition a lot easier.
Well, no matter what the situation, it's all about relationship, right? Mm-hmm. It's about relationships with the staff who will be caring for you or your loved one. It's about relationship with other residents. It's about your family relations. So to go in, I like that advice about go in and start meeting them and join for a meal or, you know, see what it feels like for activities or
volunteer.
Yeah, volunteer.
They're always taking volunteers. We would love our doors to just be flooded with volunteers all the time because there's not enough hands that I could, you know, let in our facility to help us with our residents and just to help, you know, make our facilities the best they can be. So if you can, if you got time, volunteer to facility. It's a welcome thing.
One thing that I have learned about long-term care and those facilities is it's also about the socialization that goes on in those long-term. I mean, it really is about being with others. I'm learning and So tell us what you can offer besides that 24-hour security and safety, which is so important, and your loved one being taken care of 24 hours a day. What else can that a long-term care facility offer?
I think the socialization part's the biggest thing. I mean, obviously, we provide nursing care. We provide essentially everything you get at a hospital, but what you don't get at a hospital or sometimes even at home, if you're as someone ages and they get older and their health fails, they isolate themselves more. Their hearing goes, so they don't talk to as many people because they can't hear them. Food doesn't taste as good, so meals aren't as much of a big part of their lives because they just don't enjoy it as much. Well, when they come into a facility, they're immediately with other people just like them.
Yeah.
You know, that they have something in common with, and they have common ground, and they find ways to communicate with them. So just having somebody in the bed right next to you or just down the hall that you become close friends with and you sit and visit with all day, it's as big a part of the rehabilitation process as nursing services, as rehab services, any of that. Just making new friends, making new acquaintances. And as your health improves, you know, a lot of times we see your relationship with your family members that was maybe strained for a while before they came to our facility, that improves as well. So,
well, what does coming into a rehabilitation facility do to the families?
It's a stressful time. Initially, it's stressful because probably if it's mom or dad's always told you, I don't want to go to a nursing home. I'll be darned if I'm going to a nursing home. Well, that's all well and good when you're healthy and you can, you know, walk on your own and you can manage what little medications you're taking. But
well, not to mention the things we never like to talk about, but we have to, which is helping someone in the restroom or helping someone bathe.
Absolutely.
Or, I mean, there's a lot of, intimacy is the only word that comes to mind. I mean that in the most positive way.
Right.
You know, there's
Absolutely.
A lot of personal care that comes into this.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a stressful time for a lot of times. It's harder on, I think, the family and the caregiver that has to deal with that guilt of, gosh, here I am putting mom or dad into a nursing home, and I just feel terrible about it. But ultimately, I think it just helps the relationship once their health improves, and it makes a big difference.
So you're listening to Caregiver Crossing, and we're talking with Dan Kearns, who's the executive director at Community Nursing and Rehabilitation, which is an American senior community. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for families as they are looking at long-term care for a loved one?
The biggest thing, you know, obviously planning ahead is important, but you know, if you're at the hospital and the time comes where you got to make that decision, do your research. You can look online, you can look on Medicare.gov, all those websites. But the most important thing is to actually get out there and get to facilities, tour them, talk to the staff,
talk to other
families. Absolutely. You know, just go with your gut. You know, if you get a good feeling from a facility, it doesn't necessarily matter what the facility looks like on the outside. But if you get a good feeling, staff are courteous. They smile at you while you're there. I mean, those are big things because these are going to be people that are taking care of your mom or dad.
Right.
You know, day in and day out. So.
So Dan, I have to tell you very quickly, years ago, I placed my father in a nursing home at the ripe old age of 49. Mm. And I made it very clear that I would be, I'd be there in good times and in troubled, and I would be, you know, I would be there if something went wrong. And mm-hmm. and I think, you know, in the end, the staff told me that meant a lot to them to know that I was going to show up, whether it was good or bad. Do you welcome people like me, or would you rather we stay out of your business?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you just do that, Tina? Did you just stop by the nursing home?
Oh, I did.
That's,
I think,
good.
You have to. It goes back to relationship. And if something was going wrong, maybe the staff didn't know it, but I could be the advocate for my dad.
Yep.
Or they could communicate with me. So,
sure. Well, and two, there's nothing that makes our residents happier than to visit with family. So if family comes by as much as often, that's exactly the best thing for them, I think.
Dan, how could we get in touch with you at Community Nursing and Rehabilitation?
Well, our phone number at the facility is 317-356-0911. You'd like to come out and schedule, you know, we could schedule a time for you to come out and tour, or just pop in and we'll give you a tour any time of day. Also, ASCseniorcare.com is our website, and you can find our facility through there.
Terrific. Dan, it's nice to meet you. Thank you for coming by to see us. Dan Kearns, Executive Director, Community Nursing and Rehabilitation. The news is next on 93 WIBC.